say a thing about being worthy. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. None of us are worthy. We appropriate His worthiness as we discern in that cup. He died for me. One who always stood in the light of His presence took the darkness of being covered by my sins and became the recipient of God's wrath that I might live. And to discern that and appropriate by faith makes me partake in a worthy manner, and I then am made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. And night after night, I have held up that bread and said, He took our sicknesses and our infirmities, and He carried them away in the same manner. For God to let sickness stay on me or you in that frame is for God Himself to insult the blood and the body of His Son. God's sovereignty goes without saying. But there's some things precious to Him. And if it took this long since the last time I came to this point for God to get my attention to where I would see it, and like those that say that Moses was not reminding God on Mount Sinai of His grace, Moses was giving voice to a recognition of what God Himself knew about Himself. I say it again, at the table of the Lord. God can use anything He wants. I invite Him to it. But I cannot preach this truth one day longer if it be not true. And I'm enough of a student to know we have no Bible on which to base our faith if it be not true. As literally as I came to the point one day, the resurrection, I stand or fall on it. Without it, I don't need Christ.